help with the quilting part of it. The Rosies, bringing in the Rosie Riveters, who were older women right there in Martinsville. And that was one of the first times we had ever reached out to the Martinsville community. It was like, oh my gosh, don't let them know we're here. We'll end up with, you know, our cat will be hung on the tree. That's what you told me one time. We'll find the cat hung from the tree. And so here we are reaching out to the Martinsville community who didn't even know who the hell HB was and saying, hey, if you're a Rosie and you worked in World War II, please come to our quilt exhibition and our event. And oh my God, a few of them showed up. And I remember that we gave them a rose or something. And they came up and talked for a minute. It was like, only a couple came, but my God, that was huge. It was like, almost like Lane Victoria was being recognized as something in the Martinsville area. And I think I was the link to that, being from Martinsville. I might have been the one that kind of put the word out on the street about what we were trying to do. I can't remember. But that was probably one way that, you know, my experience being a local might have helped a little bit.